If you're just tuning in, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon, and it's time now for music and the interesting yin and yang that is Elliot Sharp. In the 1980s, he was the height of New York City cool, a central part of the experimental music scene there. Elliot Sharp's challenging creations were inspired by advanced mathematical concepts, including this piece, informed by fractal geometry. Uneasy listening, for sure. But Elliot Sharp has an alter ego. With his side band, Terraplane, he transforms from New York avant-garde aesthete to down and dirty Chicago bluesman. This is called Down on the Block. It's from Elliot Sharp's new album with Terraplane, Sky Road Songs. He says he's loved the blues since his first year studying science at Carnegie Mellon University.
I would go to the library and take out records and heard some things, you know, that summer in Pittsburgh. And the thing that always resonated with me the strongest was the acoustic guitar, often played with a slide imitating the voice, and a keen, powerful, passionate voice. And it just hit a resonant chord. The blues is very American. I feel very much part of the continuity of what it means. You know, I mean, obviously a little bit as an outsider, as a suburban white kid, you know, I was looking in, but also being moved by the history of the music and the people that made it. And I had to find a way to channel that language through my own fingers.
The producer you're working with, Joe Martin, he contributed a song here called Banking Blues. And you liked it so much, you've included it twice on this album, two different arrangements. What led to that decision?
It was more a question of finding a way into the song. One was a very kind of studio synthesized production, and the other was the way we might play it if we were playing at a neighborhood bar. Yeah. I got the banking blues. Ain't gonna go away. That take just happened very spontaneously in the studio. We just said, well, let's try it this way. First take, we played it. It was good, done.
And Joy's singing, I got the banking blues, ain't gonna go away, too big to fail dues, we're gonna pay their way. I was thinking that this really, in a very updated way, plays into the tradition of blues music in that this is a different way of trying to cope in hard times, but it's still that, which is, of course, a traditional blues trope.
And also, blues has always had an element of social commentary. Willie Dixon was the master of that. His lyrics often, I mean, he was a devout pacifist, and these qualities came through in many of his songs, and, you know, one of our great heroes.
My guest is guitarist and composer Elliot Sharp. His new album with the band Terraplane is called Sky Road Songs. So I had bumped into you in New York. My favorite little neighborhood restaurant, Aliseo's, owned by Albano Ballerini, and there you are playing. I couldn't believe it. There's like maybe eight tables in that place.
You know, I had no idea what to expect. Francesco asked if I'd play, and I'm always happy to play, especially if there's a free evening, and it was a pleasure. I felt like I was in Europe, actually, more than in Brooklyn.
One of the people that you brought up was Hubert Sumlin from Chicago, and he's worked with you quite a few times. He's on this new album. He was Howlin' Wolf's guitarist, just a true legend, who died this past December. Tell me about your experience with him.
Well, Hubert was one of the sweetest guys on the planet, as well as a brilliant and visionary guitarist. He was one of the first to really make the electric guitar speak. He would provide commentary for Wolf, little guttural sounds, strange kind of swoops, very modern, very timeless. I have a little red rooster, too late to crow for day. I first met him in Chicago in a little dive in 1983, and we talked for a while, and then through another singer I was working with, I began to back him up and then produced some records of his, and then he joined us with Terraplane. We went to Europe a number of times with Hubert to play concerts and tours, and he was always just such a pleasure to hang out with. And as well, I mean, I've sat next to Hubert many, many times watching his fingers, and I'll still never be able to figure out how, with this incredible economy of motion, he gets these amazing sounds out of his guitar.
We can hear him here. Now, you write in the liner notes, thanks to Hubert Sumlin for gracing our music with his magic fingers and pearls of blue wisdom. You yourself have taught a lot. Give me an example of his wisdom that maybe you'll pass on to some of the people that you collaborate with, and I know you talk to students too.
Well, for Hubert, I think the main thing, and something that anyone who's involved in the arts needs to do, is to find out who they are. And that process, of course, is different for everyone. With Hubert, he explained it as getting fired by Wolf many times until he found his own sound.
Since that sweet loving woman left me, can't bring myself to walk through that door.
Elliot Sharp. His new album with the band Terraplane is called Sky Road Songs, and you can sample a few tracks on our website, nprmusic.org. Elliot Sharp, and I love how you sang it, an E and the sharp sign, right?
Yeah, it's been that way for years.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Jackie.
And for Saturday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends on All Things Considered on iTunes or go to npr.org/weekendatc. We're back with a whole new hour of radio tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great night.